I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home.
One of the lessons that I've learned is that everybody is capable of change. And I get choked up even just thinking about some of the clients that I had the privilege of working with in my career who all own it. Early on, it was tempting to write them off.
That's Jason Anderson, who's with Itasca County Probation, talking at a drug use in your community forum recently held in Keewatin in eastern Itasca County. If you've listened to the news at all lately, you've undoubtedly heard stories about the explosion of opioid abuse and the devastation it causes to lives, families, and communities. Especially hard hit are rural communities. In Minnesota, northern St. Louis, Itasca, Aiken, and Pine counties are being particularly affected. This is a national story that is truly hitting close to home. I heard about the forums that are being conducted and decided to attend, but first I wanted a little background.
My name is Kelly Chandler, and I am the division manager for Itasca County Public Health. And we are a part of larger federal grants that were received by the University of Minnesota Extension, along with the UMD School of Pharmacy. And we are looking at opioids, but more broadly substance use within rural communities. The grants began about 6 months ago, end of September, and we'll be working on this for a good 2 years. And really, we're just at the point of scratching the surface with learning about substance use in Itasca County. We've conducted focus groups with persons in recovery. We've conducted focus groups with the Wellness Court group and the parents of youth who are in recovery in the Recovery Specialist Program. And then we've conducted some key stakeholder interviews with persons in the community who work with persons who are either using or in recovery. And we actually need to conduct more of these stakeholder interviews to dig a little deeper into what actually is happening with substance use. What are some of our positives and negatives? We are finding that stigma is huge in our community with persons with addiction or even in recovery, from employment to housing to even systems, you know, and how we treat people that are addicted or have been addicted in the past. As part of our raising awareness and information gathering related to substance use, we are conducting 3 forums in Itasca County. The first one will take place on April 18th at the Keewatin Community Center. The second one will take place April 25th at the Deer River High School in the Commons area. And the third will take place at the Blandin Foundation in the Stender Room in Grand Rapids. And the format will include a meal served from 5 to 6 with programming from 6 to 7:30. We will have a panel present in each community, and the panels will be different in each community. We have, for 2 of the forums, we'll have primary care providers. We will have probation at all of the panels. We will have some treatment providers at all the panels and local law enforcement. In Deer River, we have some persons that work for the tribal community. And then we will have persons that are in recovery who are willing to share their addiction and recovery story. And what we really hope, again, is to raise awareness about what we're seeing within the community. We're seeing multiple different substances, and opioids are just one of those. What we also want to share with the stories of recovery is how unique persons' recovery stories are and their addiction stories. And we really hope to learn from each other and honor that not everybody's road to recovery is the same, but that they get there and that there is hope. There are options for treatment.
Armed with that information, I attended the forum in Keewatin. There were about 30 people there enjoying a bratwurst dinner provided by Nashwauk Meats before the meeting started.
Substance use affects families and communities. It affects our schools, our law enforcement, probation, our child protection workers, our emergency services. But it affects individuals. It affects how they're treated. It affects how and where they live. It affects their employment. And we need to remember that the persons who are struggling are somebody's daughter or son, and they're somebody's mom or dad, brother or sister.
There were about a dozen presenters, some speaking individually, some in teams, bringing a wide variety of local perspectives. They weren't just talking about the problem, but focused on a 3-pronged approach That includes emergency response to save lives, intervention and treatment to address the harms that have already happened, and third, primary prevention. There was also a focus on what they called recovery capital. How ready and accepting is the community to those seeking to recover? Is there housing? Are there jobs? Are there resources to assist those seeking to recover? And this is where the stigma Kelly mentioned plays a large role. How do we as individuals and as a community view those trying to recover? Are we helping to supply a supportive environment or building roadblocks? I learned about the role of self-stigma among those attempting to recover. Their negative self-images can add to their struggles. That night I heard about anonymous recovery, something I hadn't thought about before. We all hear the stories about problems, crime, family disruption, and the like, but how often do we hear recovery stories, the struggles and successes as they work to rebuild their lives? Those were the stories that most affected me. There was a range of emotions, a few tears, some laughter, a better understanding of the struggles, and a deeper admiration of the successes, and hope for those still struggling. For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home. Her face seems slowly sinking, wasting, crumbling like pastries, and they scream. The worst things in life come free to us, cause we're just under the upper hand. I'm going mad for a couple grams, and she don't wanna go outside tonight. And in a pipe she flies to the motherland, or sells love to another man. It's too cold outside.